Good morning, everyone. I'm just getting a count here to see if we can go ahead and get started. I think we just need 7, right, Andy, for our quorum.
Yes, 7 is how many you need, and it looks like you've got 5.
I have Wendy with me in my office.
Oh,
Oh,
great. Perfect.
Hi.
she counts as 3 people.
All right, so that's including me. 1, 2. So 6. Right. Well, we'll go ahead and start, and we may have to wait to approve minutes if someone else doesn't join. Do we have a guest joining us today? I see Elder and Sister Lusalal Lowell on here. Maybe just someone following along. Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and start. I know everyone's probably got a lot going on this Monday morning. And thanks for being here and for being on time. And sorry about last week. I know some of you maybe joined on a little bit late, so sorry about that. We ended up just pushing our meeting ahead. We didn't have too much on the agenda, and same for today. So we should be able to move pretty quickly. We'll go ahead and skip over our minutes until we have a quorum to officially approve those. But let's just go ahead and start with an update for pretrial services. Who wants to start that off?
Really, no updates, at least unless Brad and Wendy have any great thoughts on this. We're sitting on a bunch of the money. The grant ends in October, so we have the last bit, mainly the translation stuff. I know we'll use that up. It's just that pre-trial discussions that were going on. The bulk of that grant was for a consultant to come in. However, given that Casey Bates was able to find someone to come provide it pro bono, if we don't think we'll use it, I'm happy to reach back out to the grant administrator and say, you know what, this is just funds we're not going to be able to utilize because we had this opportunity that came forward.
When does that expire?
End of August, October.
Oh.
Yeah, beginning first, actually end of this month.
End of September.
Okay.
That's Wendy talking in the background.
I recognize her voice.
Yeah, the only update on the pretrial service I have is I have sitting on my desk the terms and conditions of the pretrial release that we're trying to nail down with the sheriff's office. Once I revise that, I'll circulate it probably next time we meet.
Man, I'm so sorry. Can I call you?
So yeah, I'd say there's your update, Megan.
Awesome, thanks. Let's see, and I think we do actually have 8 on here now with Wendy. I would entertain a motion to approve our minutes from our July meeting.
So move.
Second.
Okay, that was moved by Aaron and second by, was that Wendy?
Yes.
All right, thank you for that. I had Nick's on there review approve our 2025 strategic plan goals. And this is just kind of ongoing. We'll actually do that in our November meeting. So really we only have one more meeting until then. I don't anticipate any huge changes, but before the next one, and I'll send those out. I know Margaret sent them before and she wasn't able, she's out of town right now. But if you have anything that you want to change or address in our strategic plan, we want to make sure we get those and can improve those in our November meeting so we can submit that by December. Is that right, Andy? Is that the we have to submit that or we just update it?
So you'll email it to me and I submit it to CCJJ before November 30th is the way the statute is worded. And really with the Thanksgiving holiday being at the end of the month as well, we just ask that you could send it to us before Thanksgiving if that's possible. Because I compile all of that together and then Steve and I write a report on all of the criminal justice coordinating councils across the state and then we submit it all to CCJJ.
Okay.
And
Awesome.
Megan, just so you know, tomorrow, because I think it's the UAC conference, right, Andy, is tomorrow. We've got the annual Sheriff Association and UBIC meeting. We meet with them once a year, and so we may have some initiatives that come out of that meeting.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm actually at the conference center today, so we'll be here through to the end of the day Wednesday.
You're going to be there, Aaron?
In the afternoon, yes.
Okay. I'll be there tomorrow and Wednesday. But yeah, that's a good reminder. Any other questions on the strategic plan? Okay. We'll move on then to council comments, or any current criminal justice issues from the board. Or any public comment? I will mention that I had the opportunity to attend recovery court graduation on Friday, and it was awesome. And so I just wanted to say thanks for everyone that was involved. It was a really powerful event, and yeah, thanks. Tyler gave the thumbs up. It was good to see everyone there. But just a good reminder of the work that you all do, and it was I was just so impressed. I let all of my colleagues know. Then Margaret had invited everyone to attend, and I just yeah. Can't say enough about it. And if anyone wants to add anything to that, or
Question. How many graduated?
well, was it just officially one graduation? And then
Yes. 23 puppy.
Yeah, there was the one graduation, and then there was one phase up to phase five. Right? It was phase five, right, Tyler? Yeah, Tyler phased up.
Thank you.
Nice.
So I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Tyler, but you're probably next in line to graduate, right?
I am the senior of the program for sure.
There you go.
Awesome. Did you want to say anything about that, Tyler, or?
I don't know. Just Kara has been a big, she was the one who graduated. She's just a big part of the program, so it's kind of sad to lose her, but we're happy for her. I don't know, I'm just happy to be where I'm at and just striving for better me, a better version of myself. Yeah, I'm just tired of trying to get it, but as long as I tell this to everybody who's probably in recovery, just just daily maintenance, just maintenance from here on out. So as long as you can stay away from that first whatever, then good.
Well,
Think a lot of the business that we conduct in the courtroom isn't always pleasant. It isn't always uplifting. There's kind of two exceptions. One is the drug court graduations that we're involved with, which is great. And the other, it's not really criminal justice, but if you ever get a chance to go to court and observe an adoption, those are tremendously uplifting. Those are kind of, recovery court graduations and adoptions are the two uplifting days in the court.
Well, it's important, for the work that you all do. After my brief stint on jury duty, I had a whole new appreciation for what you all do on a daily basis. And so it's important to recognize those celebrations and those good moments. So thanks everyone for that and all that work. I don't know, Aaron, did you want to say something about it? I know you were online.
Yeah, thanks to being sick last week. But no, it was, and I think Brad might, and Tyler definitely, I think out of all the graduations I've seen, that was probably one of the most dramatic changes I've ever seen in our drug court program, just from who that individual was when they came in. I mean, one day had meth on her and right in front of judge, and it dropped right out into the being able to be a stable part of the community was amazing. The only other thing, maybe just to add, so this group's aware. I'm currently working with Intermountain Children's down in the valley. We are in the early stages of trying to get an SMR team that'll serve Summit County. It's a stabilization mobile response. If you're not familiar, SMR teams are similar to MCOT, except they're youth focused, and they have the additional benefit of providing in-home treatment, follow-up care for the child and the child's family. So they're much more specifically trained to deal with youth and children than our MCOT is. We're looking to do a 2-year test run with them. We're finalizing some of the funding. We got some funding just last week from Osama. And it'll be a shared team just to see how it goes between us and Salt Lake. But we probably will have about 20 to 30 youth utilizing the program is our rough estimate each month. So more to come on that. And Darwin, I know this will be a great resource for you guys. The other thing too that really kind of ties into this, I think, is with Senator Clancy's bill 281 last year, we've implemented in the all of our law enforcement vehicles at the county. I've got to resend an email to the Chief Carpenter again, letting him know we're supposed to have means for individuals to access behavioral health care services and all first responder vehicles per that bill, but we also have High Valley Transit's come on board, and it's in all of the stickers that are both in English and Spanish are now in all High Valley Transit vehicles.
You send that e email to me when you're
Okay.
ready.
Will do. I'll resend it and include you.
Right. Thanks for that, Aaron. Any other comments or news for the group? Anything from Park City? Okay. All right. Well, with that, then I'll make a motion to adjourn. And thanks again for all you do. Appreciate it and your time this morning.
Thank you.